jumbo trading. She's got an MBA. She's got a PhD. Very bright lady. And Gina King, co-founder, along with Deborah. Very interesting organization. What do these people do? Well, I'm going to let them tell you, I guess I should say. But the thing that impresses me about these two gals and their team is the fact that, number one, they're not helping people by giving them fish. They're helping people by teaching them how to fish. They are working with educating people in Kenya so they can make their own lives better through their own actions. Deborah, let's start out with you. What are you guys doing back there?
You know, thanks a lot, Al, for allowing us to be on your show, first of all. What Gene and I primarily work with in Kenya is education. And the reason for that is I actually lived in Kenya working in the area of education. And we all know that in order for a country to grow and also for a country to be able to take care of itself, the population needs to be educated, but it also needs to be able to think and to be creative. And when I was working in Kenya, I found that their educational system was a rote style of delivery, which doesn't allow for any creativity or any critical thinking. And so this is an area that we felt was not being addressed by other humanitarian organizations.
Deborah, I find it very interesting that you say that their education system wasn't really focusing on being creative, because you actually hear some of the same complaints coming out of the education here in the U.S. and even in North America. What are some things that you guys have done to change that mentality?
You know, one of the first things that we did is we eliminated studying and teaching to a test. We do understand in Kenya, as well as in the different areas of the United States, there are exams that have to be given. But the bottom line is, if you teach a student to think and you teach them to critically look at a situation, they are going to be able to come up with their own answers. It doesn't take someone to give them the information and then just ask the student to regurgitate, because that doesn't allow them to grow into a human being that is able to fulfill some type of purpose.
Gina, now, this is a great organization that you're involved with, and I think that the two of you really need to be commended for going into what many people around the world perceive to be a very dangerous part of the world. Now, my daughter Sarah and her husband Kyle just got back from Kenya just a couple of weeks ago, and I have to say that they had nothing but great things to say about the country, their experiences, etc. But I'd like to get from you exactly why you are so enthusiastic about the organization.
Well, first and foremost, Kenya is a beautiful and amazing country, and the people of Kenya are some of the warmest, generous, humble people that I have met in my travels around the world. What we have found in the 9-10 years that we have been working there, that often what we see reported here in the United States are isolated incidents, and those incidents that occur are really no different than things that would happen necessarily here in the United States or in Great Britain or in other areas around the world. So for us, our heart always aches for Kenya when something happens like this that is so tragic. Not only does it obviously affect those that were injured and killed, the most recent incident, but also because it affects Kenya and what it looks like on the world stage. And I can tell you from traveling around the country, from going to Mombasa, to being up in the northeastern area closer to Somalia, to being in the middle of the country and going west to the border. I mean, we've literally traveled all over the country. And I have to say, we have never been overly concerned about our safety, because people there look out for you, and the country itself desperately needs the kind of education that we're offering, and so we just keep moving forward.
Now, when you guys are over there, you mentioned that the people are very nice. What about maybe the police over there, the people that are hired by whoever's in power to protect the citizens?
You know, that's a really interesting question, Corey. They don't know quite what to do with Gene and I. because we've been pulled over numerous times, and they will ask us for money, and I just say no. And then one of them asked me if I was ready to go to court, and I put up my hands and said, put the cuffs on, let's go. And he sat there and he kind of looked at me, and I said to him, you know, you really need to be ashamed of yourself. Gina and I come 8,000 miles to help your children, and you're going to hassle us and try and want us to pay you so that we can get through? Take me to court. I'm happy to stand in front of the judge. They get so frustrated, they don't know what to do, and they just wave us on.
Would you do me a favor, ladies? I'd like you to tell me a little bit about, I mean, we started out, we talked a little bit about what Kenya is like. You know, Kath and I, my wife and I heard about what Kenya was like from Sarah and Kyle.
Give us an overview. I'm Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. Treasury are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
The National Preppers and Survivalist Expo, presented by Triton Shelter Technologies, is the only national event designated for the prepper community. October 19th and 20th at the North Atlanta Trade Center in Atlanta, Georgia. Admission is free, and the doors open at 9 a.m. Join us and learn life-saving tips that can help you and your family handle crisis situations. Special guests include Kevin O'Brien from Nat Geo's Doomsday Preppers, David Crawford, author of Lights Out, the director and cast members from the movie Lights Out Saga, and more. Special guest speakers include GCN's own Dr. Joel Wallach, along with Dr. Bones, Nurse Amy, and Tom Martin, the director of the American Preppers Network. Two-time Field and Stream champion Chad Weatherford, along with many other leading experts from around the country. Join us for the country's largest emergency preparedness event. Absolutely free. October 19th and 20th at the North Atlanta Trade Center in Atlanta, Georgia. For more information, visit npsexpo.com. That's npsexpo.com.
It's time for a home security quiz. What effective home security device is smaller than a coffee cup, fakes out burglars into thinking someone is home at your house while you're away, plugs into any wall outlet, is recommended by many police departments, and sells for less than $30? Yes, it's fake TV. This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in, with burglars usually picking the easy target, a dark house that looks like no one is home. Fake TV is a small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV by simulating the light from a real TV. Fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked. To get your fake TV for only $29.95 with free shipping, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
My name's Bruno. I'm 52 years old. I've tried different protein powders over the years, and they've all tasted pretty bad. I tried One World Whey and found it to be delicious. After 10 weeks on One World Whey, my wife commented, "You have more muscles and you're leaner than when you were 20 years old. My body has changed dramatically." I'm a cyclist. Normally I'll ride 2 days on and take 2 days off. After being on One World Whey, I rode 10 days in a row in over 100 degree heat, and then I take another 2 servings of One World Whey, and then work out at the gym for another hour and a half. I just couldn't believe these results. My normal muscle tightness and soreness after working out are virtually gone. Don't take my word for it. One World Whey comes in single servings. Just give it a try.
For a health and taste sensation you'll love, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Thank you. your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Cortland Economics Report.
Welcome in. You're listening to the first hour of the weekend edition of the Cortland Economics Report. You know, Corey, I got to tell you, Gary Savage is a very interesting guy. And I think that his commentary about the manipulation in the markets is not necessarily caused by government, but it's caused by, you know, the big dealers, for lack of better terms, the banks, people like that. I'm not sure that I would agree with that. We have on our roundtable right now, we've got Jay Taylor, we've got Chris Temple. Chris is a guy who I've known for quite some time now, probably a dozen or so years. He's got a great publication called The National Investor. Chris at one time was very active in politics. He's just a really interesting, well-rounded guy. Rob Gray, another guy who I've known too long, since he was a kid, actually, who is involved with Exeter Resources, is going to give us an industry perspective. And, you know, I'd like to start out here, Corey, with Jay, getting your opinion on this manipulation thing. Do you think the government is totally out of it, and it basically is centering around very deep-pocketed financiers, for lack of better terms, who want to see it driven down, the price of gold and silver driven down dramatically, say by as much as 30-40%, so that they can profit from that as the price goes back up?
Well, it was Jimmy Carter who said a couple of weeks back, according to Der Spiegel, that the United States does not currently have a working democracy. So who's pulling the strings? Who are the powers behind the throne? I have no doubt that there are large corporate interests that run America. So to think that they would be playing games in the gold market any less than the copper market or the oil markets or the bond markets, no, they're going to go wherever they can go to make money, and could care less about the morality of their actions. So I take it as a given now, Al, that there are large corporate interests that run America and that are doing it for their own selfish ends, and they could give a rat's behind about average Americans.
Jay, you know, I have to agree with you, just in the simple fact that there is manipulation, I believe, in every market. And manipulation really can take over when it's a more thinly traded market, I believe, or when people are not involved in the daily trade of it. That's when these guys can really move in with their big money and make these moves. So that being said, Chris, I wanted to bring you in. What do you think about this manipulation talk for the gold market and also, as Jay said, pretty much every other market out there?
I agree with everything that Jay said, that we have banking interests and some other powerful interests that pretty much call the shots. Even right now, as we're recording this, there's the budget fight and all that nasty business going on in Washington. That's even a sideshow, because when all is said and done, you look to the Federal Reserve, you look to the big banks led by Goldman Sachs, that's who's running the show. As far as manipulation, I've always used the analogy of the Fed, and used to be when Greenspan was in charge in particular, of being kind of a Dr. Frankenstein. And they've created these monsters by creating so many avenues for this alchemy that goes on in the markets to create silk purses out of sow's ears, all these derivatives, back up to now, where the notional value of derivatives now exceeds what it did at the peak in 2007. And as all that money is sloshing around, it has to go someplace. And as far as gold is concerned, right now, the people, these big players that are armed with all this money and have more money really than brains, many of them, gold is not interesting to them right now. The stock market has been. That will change again. But I think it's less manipulation and more a function of enormous capital flows that right now don't favor gold because of the perception out there. They should. When you look at the reasons why the Fed decided not to taper there a couple of weeks ago, gold should have gone up $100 that day. And when people understand the implications of the Fed not tapering, it will recover.
You know, I think it's very important to realize one thing right now, and we talked about this on our daily editorial on Kitco last Thursday with Tim Iacono, is that the situation right now isn't really a short-term situation by any stretch of the imagination. Now, right now, everybody's focusing on the debt ceiling. Okay, what's going to happen? Is the United States going to default on its debt? Yada, 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 yada. what people really ought to be concerned about, and I think that the majority, the vast majority of people in the United States simply don't realize how bad the situation is. And it's not a short-term situation by any stretch of the imagination. This default situation, the debt ceiling, it could turn out to be a major event. But odds are it won't. Odds are somebody's going to blink back in Washington, D.C. One of the kids who actually purports to be running the country is going to blink, and you know, and everybody's going to forget about this again. Well, that, in my opinion, isn't even close to being reality. I want to get a bit of a Canadian perspective on that from you, Rob. What do you think? I mean, is this, do you think, something that's going to dry up and blow away and the markets will get back to normal? Or do you think that people really ought to be concerned with the long-term aspects of this thing?
Well, I think people should be concerned, Al. You know, I think that this will go to the 16th or just before the 17th and something will go. I just don't think it'll go over. It might. I might be wrong on this one, but as an outsider from a different country, I don't understand why your politicians can't get together at all. They couldn't even decide what type of wine they wanted at dinner tonight. I'm positive of that, and that's not healthy. I mean, last time this happened, S&P downgraded the United States, but did it make a big difference? It did for a very short period of time, and then the stock market went rolling. I mean, I think it comes back to the money's got to go somewhere, and people don't seem concerned about, you know, as long as they're doing well in the market, they don't seem to care. And I think maybe you might get a change if you get really close this time, because last time it was close, but not as close as I think it's going to be this time. I think this one's going to be scary.
Rob, you know, I think you touched on a good point there, is where people just aren't paying attention to the gold market because they're doing well in the conventional markets. The last few days, obviously, were down when we are recording this. But it's just this lack of interest in the gold market and the money continuing to be shuffled to other markets. Jay, we only have just over a minute left, but what do you think about the this debt ceiling or really anything coming down the pipeline in the U.S. that would spark this flame under investors to get back into the gold market?
Oh, no, I think not. You know, first of all, we're programmed to believe in fiat currency. People really don't understand the magnitude of the amount of money and debasement of currency that is going on, and that's by design. The design is to keep people interested. You know, we're talking about the same people that are purportedly manipulating the gold markets. No, they're manipulating the currency markets and the mindset of Americans. You have to keep people interested and believing in the legitimacy of the U.S. dollar in order to keep the game going, so that the thieves, the guys, the Goldman Sachs, the J.P. Morgans that control the country can continue to rob the general populace, because that's what this whole fiat money game is about. And that's why we don't have a gold standard, why we have fiat money, because the guys that control the system create the money and rob the public. So,
Jay, got to cut you off just for a second. Stations have to identify themselves. Ladies and gentlemen, stick around. We're going to be right back.
To find out more about today's guests, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Yeah. We live in a complicated society.
Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Hello, I'm Steve Shank. Everybody's heard the statement that what you don't know can't hurt you. But truth is, what you don't know is the only thing that can hurt you. For example, you might not know how our country's wars can hurt you. Japanese radiation and the Gulf oil spill are destroying your seafood. People don't understand how America's 50-year worst drought is hurting them. Our natural disaster experience has proven relief organizations can't take care of the victims. And there's the huge question of how the government will feed all the people that it's promised to feed with no food. What if we made the whole country into one big neighborhood where we take care of each other by taking care of ourselves? Here's the plan. For every new E-Patch 60-day food supply that you order, eFoods Direct will send a 7-day food supply to each of two families in your name, free of charge. Go to eFoodsDirect.com or call 800-876-0871. 800-876-0871. eFoodsDirect.com.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
Providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Okay, we're back continuing our roundtable discussion on the wonderful state status, for lack of better terms, of the U.S. economy. Chris, when we were off mic, you made a very interesting comment about the role the government is playing, the larger and larger role the government is playing, and they're just not doing a very damn good job. You want to elaborate on that for our listeners?
Well, and not so much the government, but the Federal Reserve, which, as most people know, is a quasi-governmental entity. It was created by Congress, but it's technically private. It's the central bank of this country and somewhat by default the central bank of the world, really. But we were talking about how Goals has really not responded and why hasn't it? Well, one reason I mentioned in the last segment is that the hedge fund traders, those Frankenstein monsters out there that have been created by all this easy money in recent years, they're not interested in gold right now. They were interested in it a few years ago and drove it to 1900. And they will become interested in it again, just not quite yet. But the Fed has basically taken upon itself the responsibility to make sure everybody is whole. You know, the reason why we haven't seen a big sell-off in the stock market is that a lot of traders really believe. And I listened to this on CNBC 2 hours before we got on this call today. They really believe that if we have an impasse and there's going to be a technical default on the 17th, if Obama, which may happen, doesn't claim the 14th Amendment to make sure that debts are paid, the Fed will print more money. And that's what people are – nothing bad can happen because the Fed's always going to come to the rescue with more money. That's mm-hmm. the mindset. Mm-hmm. And it's why the Fed didn't taper. It's why the next big announcement will be not tapering, but they'll add the QE. And I believe, and we don't have time to get into this today, eventually they're going to print so much money and so will the rest of the central banks that the resources will come back when investors are forced to go back to the mentality they had in the 1970s. Bonds are risky. Stocks are too expensive, plus profit margins are being cut. The only thing left is what is cheap and real.
Sorry, Chris. Yeah, I really have to agree with you that the way that the U.S. government is going right now, that there is absolutely no way that they can taper. They're going to have to print more money. And coming down the line with Yellen, she's shown to be very dovish in that sense. But from what I'm hearing from you, you're saying that might even happen earlier, which to me would be shocking and should be a push for gold. Because as you said, investors have to lose confidence in this eventually. I don't see how they can keep on doing this. Rob, what's your comments on this?
Well, as I've talked to you before, Corey, when they didn't taper a couple of weeks ago, I was surprised. I figured, 5 or 10 billion off the top. And when they didn't, I was never a believer of QE to infinity. You hear that from Mr. Schiff now and again. I'm starting to change my idea that maybe it is QE forever. I mean, we're talking that it should be great for gold. The U.S. dollar should be going down if they do any more QE. I don't know how it can continue to go up, and I guess that's another story. But obviously, I think value, people will look for value on the street. The gold companies, don't look at Exeter. Look at Barrick Gold. Look at Newmont. Look at all those big gold companies. They are so cheap, people will then look at them quickly, I would think. But we'll see.
Well, I think eventually there's no question mm-hmm. about it that precious metals are going to come back in vogue. But I want to kind of continue on with you, Jay, on the situation with the effectiveness or lack of effectiveness of the federal government in the financial markets. I mean, the federal government is what got us in the situation that we're in right now. It is a physical impossibility for the United States government to ever pay off their debt. It is simply impossible. People don't understand the magnitude of the debt, and there is absolutely no way that it's ever going to be paid off. Interest rates are low right now because if interest rates were originated or I should say deemed by a free market, you'd have substantially higher interest rates right now. If the interest rates paid on the government debt right now were basically identified by the free market, the United States government could not pay their debt. Simply would not happen. They have not done a very good job, Jay, in my opinion. You want to comment?
Yeah, I mean, that's absolutely true, Al, that if rates were to go to whatever the market would deem them to be, we would be, insolvency would be understood by everyone, and there would be no longer this misunderstanding, and I think we could be headed for one heck of a deflationary depression, honestly. But beyond the immediate financial impact of rising interest rates, what people don't understand, the Austrian economists do understand, is that we have perpetually more and more malinvestment. We have money because money is created out of nothing. It is sent out into the economy, and of course this is why the thieves, the guys that control our government, why they want fiat money, because they can create it out of nothing. Why they hate gold, and they can the people that have control of the system get first dibs of the new money. And then the average people lose. It is a systemic theft. It is fraud. It is theft. And this is why the middle class is dwindling, and we have rising record numbers of food stamps, record numbers of people on poverty, real poverty in the United States. And of course, the government lies about the inflation rate, as John Williams so accurately points out. We would be closer to 8 or 9%. If you use John Williams' numbers, we've never come out of the recession. So aside from the financial markets, there is a growing level of poverty and lack of productive capital because it is being sent into ill-advised uses. And of course, not the least in my view of which is our military, which goes around in the world and beats the hell out of people and forces governments to use the dollar as the reserve currency so that we can keep this insane empire going for the sake of those people that are running it.
Okay, what really gets me about all this money that you correctly pointed out that is being funneled into essentially stocks and American equities that are being floated on prospects that I don't quite understand is, you know, as the U.S. continues to print money, they are in turn, in a way, forcing other countries, such as China, to print money as well. Mm-hmm. However, we are seeing those countries put their money in gold and in actual resources, rather than the U.S. put their money in Facebook or Yelp. To me, is that just a lack of education, or is that just people following whatever the big banks and the Fed does?
Yeah, I honestly believe that it's education to a great extent. I think the education in America has been not to own gold and to think that you could have something for nothing. And I think countries like China and elsewhere where they've had the struggle and they've had a really difficult life, and they also don't trust their governments as we trust ours here in America, because I think their propaganda machinery isn't nearly as good as ours. They don't buy the propaganda. I mean, as one guest on my radio show has said, a Russian fellow has said, you know, in Russia, people always, when they saw the hammer and sickle on the wall, they knew what it meant. They knew that there were thugs that would beat the hell out of you if you didn't do what they said. In America, we have a very sophisticated propaganda machine comprised of well-dressed men on CNBC with PhDs from Harvard, Princeton, and Yale that tell us why we should do what they want us to do. And that's our propaganda. And it all looks so good. It looks so enticing. It looks so right. And these are such smart people. How could we not just follow what they tell us to do? And I think that's what's happening in America.
I don't think anybody could disagree with that statement. You know, what I find to be interesting is back in about 1962-63, America became it's all about me society, for lack of better terms. I deserve this. I deserve this. You know, that's when a huge amount of personal debt came into being. I used to jog around our neighborhood, you know, when we still lived in the Portland area, and I would see, let's say in the mid-80s, I would see kids, young couples, making, you know, somewhere in the neighborhood of probably $110,000 a year, living in $500,000 homes, and, you know, with a Volvo and a BMW in the driveway. Well, that clearly was irresponsible. That's in effect what's happened to the government. And people let it go because they don't understand how really crazy debt is. Ladies and gentlemen, stick around. We're going to be right back. Our panel of experts is going to offer you ideas as to what you can do to protect yourself.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll-free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
Available only at hempusa.org. It's the first aid stick, and it's a must-have in any medical kit. With fast, chemical-free healing, the first aid stick stops bleeding, kills bacteria, is great for acne, insect bites, minor cuts and abrasions, will last for years, and is just $11.95. Everyone needs the first aid stick in their emergency kit. Call 888-910-4367. 888-910-4367. The first aid stick, only at hempusa.org.
Are you ready for a natural disaster, a downturn in the economy, or inflation? Prepare yourself. Come to the Self-Reliance Expo at the National Western Complex this Friday and Saturday, October 4th and 5th. Learn about food and water storage, emergency power, shelters, and precious metals. Hands-on training like marksmanship, suturing classes, emergency shelters, backyard farming, and so much more. Activities for the whole family. Come to the Self-Reliance Expo at the National Western Complex this Friday and Saturday, October 4th and 5th. Tickets and schedules available at selfreliancexpo.com.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open-pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
Hi, my name is DeRay. Suffering from migraines, having Botox injections in my head and neck to alleviate pain, costing $1,500 out of my pocket. I discovered Dr. Ortman and Gentle Touch Chiropractic Adjustment called NUCA. I'm migraine-free since my first adjustment. Thanks for giving me my life back, Dr. Ortman. I wish they prescribed you instead of Botox.
Thanks, DeRay. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the solution. We design a nutritional supplement program the body can handle and actually absorb, providing nutrients targeting the problem area. Between NUCA and nutrition, we will have you on the road to a faster and more permanent recovery. Look us up on the web at drortman.com or call 952-303-9124. Let us help you feel better faster. Wellspring Spinal Care at 952-303-9124. Again, that's 952-303-9124. Or on the web at drortman.com.
Okay, welcome back here to wrap up the first hour of the weekend edition of the Cornell Economics Report. You know, this show, we have been accused of having an awful lot of doom and gloom on the show, and I prefer to have to identify that as being having a lot of actual reality on the show. But, you know, one thing we want to do, and I know, Jay, you do this on your show, is we want to offer ideas to people where they can protect themselves from what we think could be some very, very devastating consequences of the way our government is spending our money. Chris, you've had a real successful newsletter for a lot of years. You've had a fair amount of experience in politics over those years. What are you telling your subscribers, bud?
Well, the first thing I tell them, basically, I've got a four-step game plan when we're talking about investing, that is. And the first rule is first, do no harm. And like my dad used to tell me when I got into his tools and thought I was fixing something but caused a problem that he had to unfix, he would always tell me, when you don't know what you're doing, don't do it. Well, the environment we have right now is that risk assets generally are quite expensive. They may become more so. As I said in one of the earlier segments, I don't think people still grasp the importance of the Fed's decision not to taper. When Chairman Bernanke talked about 3% 10-year yield, nearly bringing about a repeat of 2008, you know they're going to move heaven and earth to prevent that. So there's no question going forward they're going to continue to print money. At some point they will probably be forced to increase quantitative easing. So you've got to be careful to pick your spots, pick sectors that are undervalued. One of the themes I'm talking about right now is that, and there was a great piece on Minionville, that website, about this a while back, about consumable resources. You know, we talk a lot on this program and others about gold, silver, metals, you know, what China's building with. People need to eat. People need land to grow their food on. They need animals. They need cattle and things like that. And I think an underappreciated theme that's going to be coming into more prominence because of necessity and because everything else is too expensive will be consumable resources, agricultural products, land, things like that. Apart from that, I think some selected resources will do well. I'm starting to add a couple of recommendations carefully right now. But for the most part, I continue to be about half to two-thirds in cash as far as my recommendations are until I can find things that I want to buy. When Warren Buffett says he's having trouble finding stuff he wants to buy, you know stocks are expensive.
Chris, I think that's a good point you end on there. And I want to take your consumables argument almost one step further because it's one industry that I've been paying a lot of attention to, and that's the energy industry. Yep. The more money that is being printed, fact of the matter is we need energy, more and more of it every day. And there are different ways of producing it out there. We've seen the fluctuations in oil. I don't particularly like playing oil, but some of the natural gas and even some of the renewable energies have been performing extremely well right now.
Yeah, Corey, and I think they're still very underappreciated. I think that this notion that we have that we're going to have dirt cheap oil and natural gas from all these new deposits for the next 50 years is a fantasy. Costs are going up a lot faster. One of the companies on my list, I talked to the CEO a while ago. He says, you know, I hear there's no inflation. It cost me 20% more to drill a well than it did a year ago.
Yeah, and, you know, that's a fact even in the mining industry.
Yep.
Now, digging the metals out, it costing more and more, and that's just going to keep on escalating, I believe. But I
yep.
still believe in gold, and especially silver is also one metal that I believe has a bit of a run, and there are also some great mid-tier stocks out there that have mines that can be brought into production and are in production and can make a lot of money at this current price. But Rob, you're up here with me in Vancouver. We talk to a lot of the same people. What are your thoughts on this?
I like to buy things when no one else wants them. And I guess right now no one wants the oil and gas and gold and mining stocks. And I don't want to go buy Facebook when it's at its all-time high. I don't want to buy things when Mr. Buffett, who I think is a very good investor, says, you know, this is really hard. I don't know why people are scared right now. Is it the big drop in gold back in the spring or the second quarter? Maybe that's it. But basically, I think the place to be and to be really looking and maybe put a toe in is the natural resource sector. You know, if you're not into gold because you don't like it, well, maybe you should be into copper. Maybe you should be into oil and gas, but you should be in these natural resources. They will do well. They always come in cycles, and right now the cycle's been down, obviously. But, you know, it looks to me possibly this cycle's changing now, and people are taking another look. And, you know, I was in Denver last week, and we were very busy as a company, Exeter. All of my other companies I know that went were very busy. And some people said to me, they've never been this busy at the show, which tells you a lot. You would think that people would not want to take meetings and learn about different gold companies when things are so bad. So it was surprising to a lot of people. Everyone was busy. So I think people are looking. I think they're nervous to, you know, you hear 1,000 on CNBC and you hear that on every Bloomberg and from other people. And people are going, well, maybe it's got to hit there and then I'm going to get in. Well, I guess we'll wait and see. I'm not one of these people that think gold's going to 1,000, but it could. You know, I mean, I guess that is the possibility. But with your great guests here, they're basically saying, hang on a second here. People are going to look at this. We're going to have most likely a possibility of QE forever. And if that's the case, I think the gold space is the place to be.
Well, unfortunately, quantitative easing cannot last forever because eventually it's going to become very, very obvious if he doesn't freeze to death first that the emperor simply isn't wearing any clothes. I mean, an economy based on nothing other than people basically trusting in an economy based on nothing simply cannot continue forever. Jay, you know, you and I have been involved in this game for an awful long time. I think probably longer than anybody on this particular roundtable. And, you know, Robbie's comments about the ups and downs, the cycles, etc., those are very, very true comments. You know, I have to believe, though, right now, that it's probably economic conditions are worse than I've ever seen. And I've been involved in this silly business since 1978. What are you telling subscribers? You've been talking with subscribers since, what, 1981 or thereabouts?
Mm-hmm.
At this moment in time, what are you telling them, man?
Yeah, I think that we, you know, the name of my show is Turning Hard Times into Good Times. I think what we have to do is look at the reality of you know, the fundamentals that, in fact, money is being created like never before, and that the real value of is that money is going that let's say currency as opposed to money. Money is really gold and silver. Currency is losing value, and gold and silver is not. And so, if we go back to the extremes like 1980 and the 1930s and so forth, you'll see gold rise relative to currency in terms that make even the most ardent gold bugs, you know, uneasy. The numbers, I think, in talking to Chris Mahoney on my show recently, you know, he's looking for something and that is, you know, north of $10,000 an ounce. And that's just using history. The magnitude we talked about earlier in this show of printing press money or digital money is just unbelievable. And when that day comes, when people lose confidence in the dollar, then those that own gold are going to have the greatest wealth transfer imaginable. Now, the question is, how do you own it? How do you keep that gold? And I think there's some ideas in terms of gold jewelry is one way that people might consider doing it to avoid potential confiscation, which I do worry about again. But I think that if people are smart and they really look at the fundamentals and not listen to the propaganda, we can turn hard times into good times.
I would have to agree with that. You know, you bring up an interesting point. What is the best way to hold physical gold or physical silver, and how much should a person put in that particular, you know, basket, for lack of better terms? And I tell you, I would have to say your idea about perhaps purchasing very, very high quality gold jewelry, I think, is a very interesting tack to take. And the reason I say that is because, you know, there is a school of thought that the government will ultimately confiscate gold and silver, and that's a possibility. I mean, it's happened before. History may not repeat itself oftentimes, but history oftentimes rhymes, for lack of better terms. So I think that's a really, really great idea. I would have to suggest for anyone listening in on this who has any desire to hold gold or silver, you know, this is a very complicated area. It's a very sophisticated area. You need to read newsletters like Jay's newsletter, like Chris's newsletter, and if you're not totally cognizant with what's going on in terms of the commodity sector here, specifically physical gold and silver, you need to work with a registered investment advisor. There's a real expert in the area, because it is, as I said, a very, very sophisticated area. You know, one of the things that I find interesting is how a lot of people don't understand how there is a correlation between what the government is doing and the economies. And that's something we're going to get into in the second hour. Corey and I will be chatting with Jeff Dice and also with Glenn Downs on that. Gentlemen, I want to thank you very much for your participation. Stick around, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to be right back.
For our upcoming appearance schedule, visit kereport.com. The Corlin Economics Report will be back in just a moment.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling, and with no payment plan, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with resources.
resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.